And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check out the Facebook page. Make sure you check out the YouTube page. Everything is there. Upcoming shows. Everything is definitely there. You know what? It's the end of the month, and I'm going to bring in my great friend, Russ Montague, owner of NerdBlock and ShirtPunch.com. So, it's been a month since I talked to you, and there's a couple things that happened in the news that I definitely want to talk to you about, because this was right up, I know it was right up my alley, so I know it was right up your alley, too. DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, last Tuesday, President Obama announced they were going to start this program called ElectRx, which is electronic prescription. And it's a $78.9 million research program to develop minimally invasive neurotechnology to treat all kinds of diseases from arthritis to epilepsy and PTSD. And so basically what they're doing is they're inserting this chip into your brain that allows you to have like a healing factor, kind of like Wolverine. Now, how cool is that?
People have probably always had a ton of concern about it, but it seems like, you know, anything like that is always progressing forward. So from my opinion, I think that's just the way the future is going. And in 50 years from now, that'll be like totally normal, and there'll be something crazier coming in.
Yeah, because when I first read about it, I'm like, this is something straight out of, like, Stargate or either, you know, like...
I love it. It's like this, you know, we've played around with these ideas in science fiction, you know, movies and comic books for years, and now it's all coming, totally true to life.
Yeah, because they got actually robots that's, you know, ready to actually go out into combat. It had this one that actually looked like a dog, that can like gallop at like 30 miles an hour, and they had like a YouTube video of it, and it was pretty freaky, and I was like, oh my god, I'm like, what are they gonna come? I'm like, next thing you know, it's gonna be Terminators walking around. So hopefully it doesn't have the same ending, you know, as the other Terminator movies. But you know, everything is, you know, it's way ahead of its time right now. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, Gotham has premiered. I was stuck in front of my TV for the past 2 weeks. I looked at last night's episode, and I did see the premiere. What did you think about it?
You know, I really enjoyed it. Now, I got to be honest. There's part of me that absolutely loves that Batman is so big it can command its own show without even having Batman in it.
Yes.
But part of me also feels like I'm watching a show about superheroes, and the superheroes never show up.
Never thought about that.
My, you know, all these, we're seeing all of these classic villains and heroes as children, knowing that we are never going to get to watch them grow up. So in some ways, it's like you're being forever teased. Like, the show's great. I'm actually really enjoying it.
Yeah.
But it's like I want what I can't have with this show. I want Batman. I want Poison Ivy. I want all these people, and they're not going to – that's not what it's about.
Yeah, and I was thinking that, too, when they first announced they were going to do Gotham, and there was going to be no Batman whatsoever. But after seeing it, my opinion was, you know, the writing was good. The acting was superb. The only thing I had an issue with was Jada Pinkett Smith's character as Fish Mooney. But you know, I think it can, you know, as the season goes along, I think it may be better. But you know, overall, I gave it a B plus. I mean, it was.
I would agree. I would totally agree with that. And I think that it will get much better. They have a lot to draw on, and you know, it's I enjoyed that. My biggest beef was having to witness the whole you know, Bruce Wayne and his parents getting murdered again. I mean, it's just, how many times do we have to see that in cinematic history? I get how important that scene is, but I think I can count about 15 different times between movies, TV, between comic books, between cartoons, that I've had to witness that same horrific death. I think we all get it. I think we can move on from showing that every time.
Yeah, and I also think that, and this is just me making a prediction here, I think what Fox is doing is they're testing the waters to see if they may get a spinoff show, maybe, that actually does feature Batman, or maybe a middle-aged Bruce Wayne in training to be Batman. Who knows? Hopefully it spins off.
I would love that.
Yeah. Also, Arrow Season 3 starts in a few weeks with the premiere of The Flash. Are you looking forward to those two?
Yeah, I really am. You know, I remember there was a Flash that was on in the 90s. It was not good, but it was what it was for the 90s, you know? And I think they've figured out the formula to make these movies into TV shows instead. So, you know, the Arrow's great. You know, I'm enjoying S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, it's definitely on my radar. So, you know, why shouldn't The Flash be a lot of fun?
Yeah. And one last thing, Deadpool, the movie, has been announced for 2016. And it's not yet confirmed if Ryan Reynolds is going to reprise the role. Now, if he's not, who do you think should play that role as Deadpool?
That's such a loaded question, you know. I mean, I don't even know. That is such a special character. It really takes a Ryan Reynolds type of guy to like, who do you think? Who would you suggest other than Ryan?
Well, if he had the physique, I would definitely look at possibly the guy from that played Green Lantern. I can't think of his name right off the bat. He played Green Lantern. He's just too pudgy to me.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yeah. I think he would make a good one, but I think his physique is
not there. I agree. He's got, you know, even like somebody like with Jonah Hill, sort of quick wit, but like not Jonah Hill, obviously. Those guys aren't, they don't have the right physique for it. But I know what you're saying. I see where you're getting at. And I'm really excited that we're going down the road of making this movie, because Deadpool is like an anomaly of a character. I get why he's so popular, but I also don't get it, because it's not like there's been any massive movies behind him. It's not like the average person, you know, my parents are much older. They would never know who Deadpool is, but they certainly know who Wolverine is, because he's that big of a character.
Right.
So how is Deadpool as popular as he is with having no major studio backing him in some capacity? So the fact that his movie's not coming out for another 2 years and people are going through the moon about this, I mean, that's amazing. I think that's incredible. And I think we saw this summer with Guardians of the Galaxy that you can take something that is unknown relatively and make it the biggest thing in the world. And so that is like the Deadpool train is leaving and everyone will be on board.
Great. We're talking with Russ Montague, the owner of Nerd Block and Shirt Punch. What's new with Nerd Block Jr., Arcade Block, and definitely Horror Block, because, you know, Halloween is right around the corner, and this is my favorite time of year.
This is my favorite time of year. I'm so excited about Horror Block. This month we sent out an entire costume. So your Horror Block was literally a costume that you can wear. It was awesome. It's you know, they're just arriving now, so I don't want to give anything away for anyone who's got one coming, but amazing month this month. And next month, you know, we're hitting some huge franchises, you know, Friday the 13th and Trick or Treat and all these really big brands. And we're actually working with a pretty big celebrity next month who, you know, you'll have a chance, and one out of every 10 boxes will have his autograph in there. So, you know, I can't announce him yet, but what I can tell you is with Nerd Block Classic, this month, we are working with Kevin Smith.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a pretty big deal. He's actually curating the box. He literally selected every item. So we've been working with him for months, and he's been picking and choosing. So he chose a theme, which is Collide. It's Marvel versus DC. The whole box is pinning those two, you know, juggernaut companies against each other, and it's amazing. Kevin selected everything. So it's just a great box. And this is the first month for Arcade Block, and it went amazingly well. It is just, the reaction from the audience has been huge. So it's selling out like crazy. Second month is almost sold out. We've only had it open for 5 days. It's just a wild time. So it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm getting to work with all these celebrities that I grew up watching and had no idea that one day I'd be working with them and hanging out with them. And just, you know, it's been amazing. So it's a lot of fun. And I think we were working with celebrities right up until, you know, middle of next year now. So we've got a lot of really cool things on the way.
Nice, nice. Now, with Horror Block, you mentioned that there are going to be actual full costumes. Now, are there different costumes in each block, or is it pretty much standard, or do you get to choose?
So you get a standard costume across the block. Now, it's a costume that it's just so on trend right now, and it's going to work for everybody. On top of that, though, you also get a shirt that is, because we give you a shirt every month. So there's actually two shirts in the box this month. You've got your shirt based on a really big horror franchise, and then you've also got the shirt that goes along with the costumes. It really is a full costume.
Nice, nice. Well, I can't wait. We've been talking so much about you and about, you know, Nerd Block and just your brand just in general, and you brought so much to the geek culture. And again, personally, I want to thank you for that, you know, because we needed something to go to, and you provided that place for us to go to. We're talking with Russ Montague, owner of NerdBlock.com and ShirtPunch.com. Make sure you go to NerdBlock Jr., Horror Block, Arcade Block. Check it all out, man. It's definitely worth the visit. It's definitely worth the subscription. And stay tuned. It's going to be some nice surprises in the next block, so definitely check it out. Russ, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks, Sean.
And we'll be back right after this.